The Honolulu Rail Project will be funded, at least for the moment, thanks to a bill that is about to pass at the state legislature. And if a compromise is defined as a deal that no one involved is completely happy with, this might just be it. Some questions arise. Are we done worrying about this? Are we now going to get a train that runs all the way to Ala Moana Center? HPR's political reporter Wayne Yoshioka is with us to close the latest chapter in a long-running drama. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Chris. You know that Senate Bill 4 just sailed through the special session unchanged?
Mm-hmm.
What they proposed to do was to, you know, extend the GET for 3 years.
Right.
And that should raise, about $1.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to raise the transit accommodations tax 1% to 10.25%, and that should raise another $1 billion. So here we have a deal to raise almost $2.4 billion for the rail project.
Which is estimated by most to get us there, right?
Right. And I think the whole scene behind all this legislation was really to get the legislators to understand that the general excise tax is very important to the state, and we can't give that up to the counties for 10 years until 2037.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you look at it, how this legislation went through in the months that intervened between the end of the session in May to the beginning of the special session, a lot of lawmakers were convinced that, hey, we can't have the counties have a pass and not get into their coffers, which is their tax powers in terms of the transit accommodation tax and the property taxes that they collect from all these resorts.
Right now, the county's share of the transit accommodations tax, even with the 1%, part of the deal of having it be increased 1% is to freeze the county share at $103 million. Not at a percentage of the visitors they bring in, but at that flat figure.
Correct.
And in perpetuity, right, as
right.
The bill is written.
They raised it. They gave the counties $10 million more,
yeah.
But they froze it for 13 years until 2030.
Mm-hmm.
So that really ties their hands in terms of using tourist-based economies or property taxes.
One of the things that this seems to have produced, Wayne, is a real division between the interests of Oahu and the neighbor islands. And a lot of neighbor island legislators have been pretty vocal about that.
And I think they should be, but they didn't see the big picture in terms of preserving the general excise tax for the state. And I think Manoa Representative Isaac Choi probably explains it the best on what the legislature really did.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the earlier arguments on why we didn't want to extend the 0.5% GET for the rail, the argument was the leadership of the House felt that there's a capacity on how much you can tax taxpayers, and that 0.5% going strictly to rail limited them from raising taxes for other state needs. And now what we're doing is we're increasing the TAT by 1% on neighbor islands, limiting the counties from taxing those resorts or tourist-related properties on real property taxes or fees or anything else on those particular entities that are affected by this 1%.
So basically what the legislature did was they froze the transit accommodations tax for 13 years,
right.
Meaning that the counties couldn't really tax resorts and commercial property even more. And so, you know, it basically freezes them in terms of having their tax powers and to raise money for their county needs. And I can understand why the counties were just so adamant about not touching the TAT.
With that fixed figure of $103 million, $103 million is going to mean a lot less 13 years from now.
Correct. And you figure they extended it 13 years, and the transit accommodations tax is going to bring in only $1 billion, whereas the GET, extending it for 3 years, brings in $1.5 billion. So the GET is a much more powerful financial stream.
It's also, in general, excise taxes are roundly criticized as regressive and affecting those with little money, you know, doing more harm to them than people with plenty of money.
And I think House Speaker Emeritus Joe Suki puts it this way. He says, you know, if people have money, they'll travel. but people have to eat and pay for their medical medicine, and that's why the GET is much more powerful.
Yeah. Well, the question that arises at the end of the day, it would seem, is have we just gone to the, you know, have we emptied out the piggy bank for future needs, either from the county's needs, neighbor island needs, you know, what is the next Hurricane Iniki going to do to us?
Yeah, that's all, you know, in the pot right now. But I think the biggest message that the legislature made to the counties was that the TAT is a state tax, and we can give it and we can take it away. And that's the big message that came out during the special session.
That's going to have a lot of repercussions politically because it's a pretty polarizing message, isn't it?
And the counties, you know, that's their only source of revenue.
Yeah.
It's property taxes. And if you freeze that for them, it's like they're in a no-win situation.
Well, a few days ago you heard my discussion with Council Chair Raposo on Kauai saying, you know, what are we going to – where's the incentive for us to attract tourism, upgrade our infrastructure, take care of our parks to attract more visitors when there's nothing to be gotten from that, right?
But they are getting $10 million more, and, you know, it's not much, but at least it's in perpetuity.
That $10 million more is a restoration of an earlier figure, though.
Of course. I mean, that goes back to
19... It just takes them back to what they were getting, 10 years ago.
It's not even the cost of living for any intents and purpose.
Well, that's what makes me think, Wayne, that we're not done hearing about this, that we've got some divisions that have been created within the structure of, you know, county, state government, county versus state government. We're likely to hear a lot more about that, especially in the next election cycle, wouldn't you think?
And we're going to go and we're going to hear more and more about Airbnb and the internet hospitality sector. And there's going to be a lot more pressure to get them to pay some of that TAT.
Whether or not we're able to collect from that
Correct.
Sector, a growing sector, right?
Correct.
When money's on the line, there's always a lot of confusion, isn't there, Wayne?
There is. There is a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wayne Yoshioka is HPR's political reporter.